is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Coming up in moments, we'll be joined by Moose Jaw Warriors head coach Mark O'Leary. Warriors on a roll right now. They've climbed into second spot in the East Division. More coming up from Moose Jaw. We'll hear from two more WHL prospects headed to the 2022 Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game next month in Kitchener. Jordan Gustafson of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Mats Lindgren with the Kamloops Blazers. We'll also look at the WHL Player and Goaltender of the Week. Take a glance at a WHL Heavy Kia CHL Top 10. First up, one of the hottest teams right now in the Eastern Conference, the Moose Jaw Warriors. As we speak, since January 19th, 12-1-0-1. They've climbed to second now in the East Division. Their head coach is Mark O'Leary. He joins us here on WHL This Week. Hey, Mark, I just threw some numbers by you. I know as a head coach, those sound pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I think we're happy with where we're at right now, but certainly not satisfied, but those are pretty good numbers at this point in the season.
Yeah, 14-game stretch is what I referenced going back to January 19th with just the one regulation loss. What would you sort of attribute to, you know, how this team is getting it done right now?
Well, I think that it's our depth, first and foremost. I think that if you watch us play on any given night, there's a lot of guys that contribute to the wins, you know, whether it's a goaltending performance, offense coming from the back end, or you know, a big goal or a big penalty kill. There's a role for everybody on this team, and that's what makes it exciting. I think at the end of the night, after a big win, guys can go home, look themselves in the mirror, and know that they had an impact on the night.
Yeah, and you mentioned depth. That's not only, you know, depth within positions, that's, you know, depth within age too. Like, you look at, you know, some of your younger players, they've been really key contributors here this season.
Yeah, and I think that makes it fun. I think that you know, guys like Jagr Furkus, you know, Braden Jagr, Denton Mateychuk, those guys are three of our best players, and you know, offensively, and you know, they're only 16 and 17 years old. So I think it's great when you have that youthful enthusiasm pushing older guys as well, and it just makes for a fun room and fun to coach.
So it looks like, you know, sustainable success is what, you know, WHL teams shoot for, and what is a cyclical league by nature here. But when you look ahead, sort of where your age groups are at right now, you know, where your team is at right now, you think that maybe this is something you guys could string together for a few years?
I really hope so. I think that's the conversations and where they're at with Jason Riplinger. I think that you know, we want to be aggressive, and certainly know that, you know, you come in and out of windows where you're, you know, where you should be really good, but at the same time, you don't want to jeopardize your, you know, your future just for 1 year. But I think that you know, the reality is we're coming into a time right now where we certainly expect to be in the playoffs this year, and you know, every year and then coming 2, maybe 3 years, we expect to be real competitive when we get there.
Your goaltender, Karel Tedichuk, just coming off WHL Goaltender of the Week honors, where he was real good last weekend on the road here. You were looking to, you know, stabilize your goaltending this season. You added a 20-year-old in Tedichuk. How's he been for you? Has he been what you've needed him to be?
He's been as advertised. I think the, you know, the interesting thing with him was, you know, he was in our training camp as a 17-year-old and passed over and ended up in Lethbridge. But he, you know, he has a pretty good relationship with our goaltending coach, Matt Weninger, from, you know, that Lethbridge area. So we knew what we were getting in the person and, you know, the work ethic that he has. And that's exactly what he brings to the rink every day. It's a professional attitude. He's honest in his evaluation. And whether it's practice or a big game, we know what we're going to get from Teddy. And it's been great.
Yeah, big games ahead this weekend against Swift Current in Saskatoon. And if you look at the standings, Mark, two potential playoff opponents. I know we're early. I mean, you have 17 games left here, but I guess, you know, you can start to maybe size up an opponent at this point, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, the last few years in our, you know, in our cycle, like you mentioned, it's been tough years. So playoffs weren't really something to pay attention to. It was more about the, you know, the development of the individuals. And I don't mind looking at the playoff standings at all. I think it's it makes it fun. It's we're very aware of, you know, certainly where Saskatoon is nipping at our heels, and we've had some tough games against them earlier in the year. So both these games this weekend should be exciting and certainly playoff implications.
Our guest is Mark O'Leary, the head coach of the Sergei Moose Jaw Warriors. One thing I look at your schedule as well, you haven't had to postpone or reschedule a lot of games. And then there's teams that, you know, have to play really a lot here in the final 2 months of the regular season. But, you know, your schedule, you know, with 17 games left, you know, it's favorable, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's the way we're trying to look at it. That, you know, if you look at your calendar as a whole, there's times in the year where, you know, you're sitting pretty good. And I think that we've endured our toughest stretch of a lot of hockey in a short amount of time and, you know, came out pretty good. So I think that we'll use this time now to maybe give the guys a little bit of extra rest and use it to our advantage as much as we can. And, you know, we know that there's a lot of teams out there that aren't in the same situation.
Finally, Mark, how do you want to be playing going into the playoffs? How do you use these games here to work on some things? Or what exactly, you know, do you want to do with these remaining games before playoffs?
Well, I think that we've stayed pretty true to our identity as a team, and that's first and foremost is races and battles. And I think that the last quarter of the season is just about getting to that game faster and with more consistency. So, you know, our mindset is that we have a lot of skill on this team, but first and foremost, we want to win our races and win our battles, and that puts our skill in a situation where it can help us win. So just getting that consistency in practice and games on a regular basis, that's the goal down the stretch here.
Well, I've done a great job so far with the hockey club there, Mark. Keep it going in Moose Jaw. Thanks for being our guest on WHL this week.
Okay, thanks very much, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chinooth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Seattle Thunderbirds forward Jordan Gustafson is headed to the 2022 Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. He spoke with voice of the Thunderbirds, Tom Boyne.
Well, T-Bird Jordan Gustafson heading to the Top Prospects game in late March in Kitchener, Ontario, with two of his teammates as well going with him. But first of all, Jordan, tell us about finding out that you've been chosen to play in the game.
Yeah, I was just finished the team practice, and I hopped off the ice, and Odie pulled me into his office and told me that myself, Kevin, and Shafes are all going to the Top Prospects game. So it was a super, super big moment, super pumped for Kevin and Shafes to be going there with me. It's definitely going to be nice knowing some people there, and I'm really excited for it, so it'll be a good time.
I know this is a game a lot of prospects look forward to. Last year it didn't occur, and we weren't certain that it was going to happen again this year, so it certainly is going to be a big moment for you, but how excited to finally find out. The game has been pushed back, but finally getting that news.
Yeah, it's definitely up in the air for a while, and I was kind of hoping that I would get the chance to be invited to it, and then I found out that it was still a go, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get invited or not, but hearing the news that I'm invited and that the game's a go, it's really big news. I'm super excited. I'm super pumped for my two other teammates that are going with me, and it looks pretty good on our team. I think I think we got a good team. We got a really good chance to go far with this team, and I think we're all good key pieces in our team. So I'm excited for those guys too.
What are you most excited about when you go there? Is it just participating, or maybe meeting some of those other guys in your age group who are going to be hearing their names called at the draft in July? What's the most important part of this whole event coming up for you?
Yeah, I think just the part of just meeting different people that I'm not really familiar with, meeting other top prospects from the OHL and also from the Q. It's going to be exciting. I met a few of them. Kevin and I met a few of them at the U18 camp in the summer. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing some of those guys I met there that we spent some time with there. So it's going to be really exciting, and just pumped for it.
Well, another step on the journey for you, and looking forward to watching you play in that game.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
17-year-old Kamloops defenseman Mats Lindgren has been turning heads with his smooth skating and offensive instincts. He's going to Kitchener as well with teammates Fraser Minton and Matthew Semenoff.
Obviously, I was really happy when I heard the news and ecstatic that three players from our team were able to get invited to the game. It was really fun, and I talked to all those guys, and they seemed pretty excited as well. And obviously, it's great when you have three guys, so really excited and can't wait.
Yeah, so this is the best players of the draft eligible age group here. So, you're a guy that probably does a lot of homework here. So this is going to be some elite players. Do you know a lot about the other players at the game here next month?
I do know, like, most of the guys at top prospects. I think we're kind of the guys who in our age group are doing pretty good point-wise. And so you kind of look around the league and see who's doing well. So I do know who's going there. And I think it's really fun, like, being a prospect. You know, like, always want to be better than the other guys. So I think it's a great opportunity to kind of show that you're better than the other guy.
Okay, so what do you want to bring to the game here, Mats? When you get on that stage in Kitchener, what sort of showcase do you want to put out there?
I just want to play my game at the best that I can, and I think if I do that at perfection, like, I think the scouts and everybody's going to notice, and I think it's not putting too much pressure on yourself. Like, just keep playing the way I've been playing, and I think it's going to go well.
Now, this is a game that they say can be sort of a big sort of mover both ways, perhaps, for the draft here. But you mentioned not too much pressure on yourself. But how will you approach this game? Will it be a nervous game? Will it feel like game 58 in the regular season for the Blazers, or what would it feel like?
Obviously, there's pressure, like, with it being a big game. But I think for me, I just go in there with the same mindset as I do every other game. Just try to be the best that I can and play my game and trust all the work that I put in coming up to this point.
This has been your first full season. You did play games at 15, just a handful. Last year's hub season was all 22 for you, but this is the real first taste of it here. So what's the Western Hockey League been like for you so far, Mats?
It's for sure eye-opening. Like, it's way harder than the bubble last year, like, with the travel and everything. It's long nights, long days, so it's pretty cool experience, and it was tough in the start, but I've been getting used to it now, and it's the best. It's so fun.
Okay, well, we want to wish you best of luck there going to Kitchener with Mats Semenoff and Fraser Minton. And I know you guys will do a great job here representing the Blazers in the WHL. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, John.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
It's another WHL heavy Kia CHL Top 10 this week as the Edmonton Oil Kings reign supreme. They've climbed to that top spot in the top 10 rankings now for the third time this season, climbing to number 2 in the national rankings, the Everett Silvertips, who picked up 5 of 6 points on the week to remain undefeated in regulation in their past 13 outings. And following a dominant 12-week run atop the Kia CHL Top 10, the Winnipeg Ice clock in at number 3 this week. At number 7, the Portland Winterhawks won 2 of 3 games on the week, highlighted by a 9-1 triumph over Spokane. And picking up 5 of 8 points, the Kamloops Blazers closed out the week on a high note as they came away with a 4-3 shootout victory over the WHL-leading Everett Silvertips. And an honorable mention to the Seattle Thunderbirds for a second straight week. 2 more victories on the weekend make it 7 straight overall, highlighted by a 5-1 road win over Portland on the weekend.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Brandon Wheat Kings captain Ridley Gregg has been named the WHL Player of the Week. The Ottawa Senators prospect registered 8 points, 2 goals and 6 assists, and 2 game-winning goals in 4 appearances, helping the Wheat Kings to a quartet of road victories over a span of just 5 days. The 19-year-old was also named the first star in 3 of his 4 appearances this past week. Gregg was selected by the Ottawa Senators in the first round of the 2020 NHL Draft and signed a 3-year entry-level contract with the club in December of 2020. Between the pipes, Moose Jaw Warriors goaltender Carl Tedichuk has been named the WHL Goaltender of the Week. The 21-year-old was 1-0-0-1 this past week in a pair of road games, along with a .96 goals against average and a .966 save percentage to go along with a shutout. Congratulations to both goaltender Carl Tedichuk and Brandon Wheat Kings captain Ridley Gregg. Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests and to Tom in Seattle for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.